This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn calls for fasting and prayer on Election Day. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
Leading up to the 2020 presidential election, there have been many calls for national repentance and prayer. Worship leader Sean Foyt has been leading Riots to Revival worship and prayer rallies around the nation. Pastor Carter Conlon led a virtual call to repentance from Plymouth, Massachusetts. And on the very same day that Franklin Graham led a prayer march in D.C., Rabbi Jonathan Kahn led a call for the nation to return to the Lord from the Washington National Mall. Christian leaders all over the country have been calling for the body of Christ nationwide to respond to the call in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land." Humbling ourselves, praying, seeking God's face, and turning from our wicked ways is more than just a one-time event. It is a continual call for the church to realign to God. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn is again calling for Christ followers to fast and pray for the election on November 3rd, Election Day. He says that America hangs at the precipice. This election is the most pivotal election of our lifetime, and we are faced with a moment of decision that will determine the future of our nation and even the world. Kahn warns that it will either extend the window of grace America has to return to the Lord, or it will shut that window and seal its departure from God and its progression to judgment. He says that we have never been as divided as we are right now. One agenda seeks to uphold biblical morality, the life of the unborn, protecting religious freedom, and preaching of the gospel, while the other agenda opposes it, seeking to expand the murder of innocent unborn, and seeks to bring the end of religious freedom and sharing the gospel. Rabbi Kahn says that, if we do nothing to oppose the darkness to shine the light, then we are accountable before God for the fate of the lost, for the next generation, for the blood of millions. If you are able to vote, you must vote. But beyond voting at the ballot box, the most powerful thing we can do is to vote in the presence of God with your prayers and intercession. As believers, let's pray that in all these things that God's will would be done, that we would elect into government the leaders chosen by God, and that revival would truly come to this nation and spread to the ends of the earth. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.